I step inside. The air is heavy with the smell of old wood. I am facing a long, dark hallway with a glimmer of light at the far end. I head for it. There are signs of technology embedded everywhere. Tiny camera lenses at intervals in the moldings. The telltale click of pressure plates triggered beneath the carpet as I walk. A door is open at the end of the hall. A man sits at a large mahogany table across the room, studying a computer screen in front of him. He looks up as I step into the room. I blink hard and rub my eyes. This man is my father. He is older, and he's lost weight, but there's no question of his identity. He stands when he sees me.
"My God," he says.
I rub my face, and my fingers come away wet. I'm crying. I haven't cried since I was a child. "Is it really you?"
"It's me,"
my father says. There are tears in his eyes, too. We rush toward each other, meeting in the middle of the room in a tight embrace.
"How long has it been?" he says.
I step away from him. "I thought you were dead," I say. "You've been working with the program the whole time?"
"Yes," he says.
His energy changes, and he becomes nervous, shifting from side to side on the balls of his feet. I lower my voice. "Are they holding you hostage?" He gives me a sad smile.
"Oh, Zach, we have a lot to talk about, don't we?"
"You didn't answer my question."
"I'm not a hostage. I'm not here against my will."
"I don't understand. Did you know I was searching for you?"
"I knew."
"Why didn't you come for me?" I say.
He leans forward, looking me in the eye. "I knew that you were a soldier, and you were on assignment. It wasn't my place to interfere, so I watched you from the sidelines."
I feel anger clench in my throat. "You couldn't interfere, or you didn't want to?"
"It hurt me not to communicate with you, but those were the rules."
"Whose rules?"
He takes a deep breath. "I'll tell you everything you want to know," he says.
He sits down at a long table and invites me to sit across from him.
"I heard you met Dr. Silberstein a few days ago."
"That's right."